From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama, speaking in Vietnam, says the Vietnamese people and American people are embarking on a 100-year journey together. Whether the relationship involving the former enemy solidifies, Mr. Obama says his visit has put the relationship on firmer footing for decades to come. Earlier today in Hanoi, he spoke of the benefits of closer ties between the two countries.
Our peoples are now closer than ever before. Our trade has surged. Our students and scholars learn together. We welcome more Vietnamese students to America than from any other country in Southeast Asia. And every year, you welcome more and more American tourists.
In the audience for Mr. Obama's address today were more than 2,000 people, including some Vietnamese government officials. The speech also touched on the very sensitive topic of human rights, with Mr. Obama noting the rights of freedom to speech and the press, as well as the right to freely assemble, are enshrined in Vietnam's constitution. The World Health Organization condemns Monday's bombing at a hospital in the Syrian coastal city of Jabla, which killed more than 40 people and damaged the facility so much that patients had to be transferred to other hospitals. The explosion was one of a series of car bombs and suicide attacks in two normally quiet Syrian coastal cities that killed a total of 150 people and are claimed by the Islamic State. The U.S. condemns the attack by the IS group, also known as Daesh.
We're obviously going to continue efforts to destroy Daesh in the region. We understand that Daesh represents a threat that is palpable to all in Syria and in Iraq.
The militant group said the targets in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority in the region. This is VOA News. Greek authorities began evacuating an informal refugee camp in Idomeni at dawn this morning. At least 400 police officers were sent into the camp, which houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities promised no force will be used in evacuating refugees. What makes this evacuation different from smaller previous attempts is that Greek authorities have confirmed the locations of 9 camps around Thessaloniki that migrants know where they are going and that new camps are ready for them. More protests against Kenya's electoral commission in several cities in that country on Monday. In Nairobi, riot police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse about 100 demonstrators before they could get close to the commission headquarters. Other protests against electoral bias took place in Kisumu, where reports say one person was killed, as well as Mombasa and Kakamega. Protesters want the commission disbanded before next year's elections. Iraqi forces say they have retaken several agricultural areas in Garma, outside of Fallujah, the western city held by the Islamic State. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced a combined ground force has begun an offensive to retake the city. There are hundreds of IS militant fighters in Fallujah, and the offensive to recapture it is expected to take several weeks. Meantime, UN officials are concerned about the fate of thousands of families still inside the city. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has issued a call for better international cooperation in sharing the burden of addressing the world's largest humanitarian crisis.
Birleşmiş Milletler verilerine göre.
Speaking in Istanbul on Monday at a two-day UN summit that was convened against the backdrop of the migration into Turkey of Syrian and Iraqi civilians fleeing years of war there, Mr. Erdogan says that Turkey is hosting the most refugees, and he's sure that his fellow leaders are aware of the burden it has brought. Analysts say there are 3 million migrants on Turkish soil, making it the country of the world's largest displaced people. South Korea today said an unspecified number of North Korean workers have fled their jobs in Shanghai, China, and are seeking asylum in South Korea. Media reports say 2 or 3 North Koreans fled an unidentified Southeast Asian nation earlier this month. Last month, a group of 13 North Koreans who worked at a restaurant in eastern China defected to the South. And Philippines' presumptive president-elect Rodrigo Duterte said Monday he will allow the burial of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos at the Philippine Heroes Cemetery. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.